Thank you for joining us for this extended edition of the God Bless America magazine. I'm Gordon Dixon, and with me today is Brother Byron Fox, and he is going to introduce our special guest for this interview.
Thank you, Brother Dixon. Yes, our special guest today is our friend Cody Stinson. Brother Stinson and I have worked together so many, many times, different crusades, evangelistic meetings, building internet radio stations, working through the night on websites. He and I have just become fast friends and compatriots in the cause of Christ. And Brother Cody, I think I first met you when you were at Crown as a Bible college student. Is that true?
You did, yeah. You first met me when we were in Crown doing something with the choir, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun journey. That was the first time we met, and we got to do a lot of fun stuff since then.
Brother Cody, this magazine, as soon as I mentioned to you that God had put this burden on my heart and that I was going to have to do it rapidly, you said, Brother Fox, I'll do anything I can to help you. I mean, you immediately offered your assistance, and we've got your ad in the magazine. I'm looking at your ad right now. Lifeline Pro. What is MediaLifeline.net, and what is Lifeline Pro?
Sure. Well, we're honored to be able to help with the magazine and be able to help, and the cause is so important. And what we do at Media Lifeline, for the last 14 years, we have specialized in website care and helping folks with their websites. And a lot of the folks you guys know, we've been able to provide and kind of be the backbone of a lot of different ministry sites and design sites and care for sites and help folks with their online world. And about 2 years ago, God laid it on our heart to try to form a software system. And that's what we call Lifeline Pro. And this software system couples up with any website, with their customer sites or sites that aren't with us. And it's an entire like CRM system. So you can manage all of your contacts and keep track of communications and marketing. So in reality, it's really like a little communications and marketing software. It does like 400 different things, but it helps tie everything together. I always tell folks half of what you're doing online is your website. The other half is all about communications and talking to people and keeping track of all of that type of thing.
Well, you do a great job. I've had you build several different websites for us, including godandcountry.me. And that's where the magazine is found. You that are listening to this interview with Brother Cody Stinson, the God Bless America magazine can be found there in its digital form and in its audio form. Plus these interviews, so many wonderful things. But Brother Cody, it's you that have put this up for us, and we want to say a giant thank you for all of your work. And I know that you have a big burden to get the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone possible, every American, but everyone in the entire world. You even have internet radio stations that are reaching other parts of the world. Is that true?
We do. Yes, sir. Years ago, we started a ministry called Bible Radio Network, and we used to travel around the globe and install Christian radio stations all over the place and help them travel and help folks put in online stations. We were able to help you with your Bible Truth music radio station. And but we've got some different languages that go out at brnradio.com as well. And we get to help a lot of folks with their different stations. And it's pretty amazing. The online tool of the web and radio streaming, everything that we're doing with the magazine between audio and video and digital content, the web gives us such a great foundation and such a great highway to get the gospel out. I always tell folks, I think the Apostle Paul would have given both of his arms and both of his legs to have what we have today. Because we have such an amazing tool that we can reach. We can literally connect with people around the world online in a matter of no time. And no other generation until now has had this tool before. The burden's there, though. We've got to use it to get the gospel out. And that's what I'm so excited about the magazine and what we're trying to do with the video content, the audio content, everything. Get that out there and get this before people. in a digital form, obviously as well as print, but I get really excited about the web part.
Absolutely. Yes. Apostle Paul did not have a cell phone. He did not have a car or any of these modern tools like the internet. And yet he was effective. Now we need to use these modern tools to help reach everyone in the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just before Brother Gordon asked you a question, I again want to mention your web site is medialifeline.net. That's medialifeline.net. Brother Gordon.
Brother Stinson, I was preaching recently and several folks came to me and said that message needs to be preached in every church in this country. And the more I thought about it, I realized there really is a way, as you were describing a few moments ago, that the Word of God could be broadcast that way. So perhaps we have listeners and perhaps they're pastors or perhaps they're members of a church, and they're saying to themselves, and our church doesn't even have a website. How would you encourage them? How would you help them to get started so that their pastor's messages could be heard all over the world as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And we get to help a lot of little small churches that are running 25 people, 50 people, up to larger churches, you know, or wherever a pastor's at, whatever the size of your church is, you can use media to get the gospel out and amplify what God's put on your heart to do to reach your community locally, but then to reach around the world. So we always start, and we can help them for sure. We build websites, and we do it at ministry pricing, where we don't want that to be the reason folks can't have a site. We view it like us trying to partner with the churches to try to help them be the backbone of what they're doing. And so everything starts with the website. The website is the hub of your online world. When you think about it, the hub of a tire, you know, and you got spokes coming off that tire, and all the different spokes that connect to that hub, everything starts with the site. So I would say start with a simple site. We can definitely help you with that. If you already have a site, take a look at it, and then you can connect a couple things. The first thing I would connect is a YouTube channel. YouTube is absolutely free. It is a great platform. You can upload your media to YouTube. Second thing I would connect would be your social media, Facebook, Instagram, things like that. You can put your sermon links there as well. And there are tools like Sermon Audio and stuff like that. Stephen Lee's a good friend of ours. He does a great job with that platform. So if you're looking to host a whole bunch of sermons, Sermon Audio is fantastic. But definitely, if you're just getting going, you can kind of take a look and see kind of what you want to do. But at least start recording. Start recording. And it can be audio only. It can be video. You know the interesting thing about video? Video makes up 80% of the web today.
Wow.
80% of the bandwidth is video. People love video because they're kind of getting entertained along with it. It's feeding both sides of the brain. It's feeding the knowledge side of the brain and the kind of the entertainment side of the brain. So it's an interesting way that works. But video is so big. So YouTube is fantastic. Don't be afraid. It doesn't have to be perfect. Take your phone, set it up on a tripod, and just record yourself. You can get a little Bluetooth mic that hooks to your phone, you know, and start there. But I would say everything you do, start recording it, because then you don't have to say it two times. Start recording that content, and then go ahead and put that up to YouTube, and I think you're going to be amazed what God's going to do with it.
Amen.
You know, Brother Cody, there at Crown and at Temple Baptist Church, you heard Pastor Sexton say this many times. He would say, I'm not just speaking. I'm speaking to be repeated.
Yes,
well, he wanted us to get what he was saying and take it and repeat it to someone else. Well, with this wonderful aid of the internet, we can have it recorded and let the recording repeat it for us. Even this past Sunday night where I preached, Brother Cody, a lady came who professed to be an agnostic, 60-some years old. When she came in, I went and spoke with her and interacted just a little bit with her before the service. Directly after the service, I saw her again, and she wanted to speak with me. And she said, I've listened to you preach all day. I said, ma'am? She said, I have went online and searched, and I've been listening to your sermons all day, and I came to hear you preach tonight. I sat down with her and her husband and witnessed to her for 90 minutes, I saw her eyes well with tears. She promised me she would read the Bible. And I did not see her make a profession of faith that night. But the reason she came and she heard me preach a gospel sermon was because of the internet. Amen. And so all of you that are listening, what you've just heard Brother Cody talk about, I want you to contemplate what more can you do to spread the gospel around the world. I want you to consider going to medialifeline.net and ask them, what can you do to help me? How can we partner together to get the gospel to more people? Because Brother Cody, I already know this about you, because you and I have been soul winning together. We've given out gospel tracts together. We've worked together side by side so many times. I know your heart is that you want everyone in the entire world to hear the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Brother Cody, I just say a great big thank you. You've taught us even in this interview that number 80% of the internet is video. That's very striking, is it not? And so I want all of us to consider that. So, Brother Cody, I'm going to let you make one final statement to our listeners, and then Brother Gordon will wrap it up.
Sure. Thanks, Brother Fox. Thanks, Brother Gordon. And I would encourage you as a listener today to do everything you can to get the gospel out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of media and technology. It's new and it can be scary. I totally get that. And it's always changing. So, you know, Brother Fox and myself, Brother Dixon, we're trying to keep up with it on a daily basis, and it's moving quickly. But if we can help you, let us know. And I would encourage you with this magazine, encourage fellow Christians around you to vote, to take the time to talk to your neighbors, to witness to them about what Christ has done in your life, to take a few minutes and slow down and just tell the folks you come in contact with, invite them over for dinner, and if you can, your neighbors, family, friends that don't know the Lord, first off, get the gospel of them, tell them about Jesus. And secondly, as a Christian, let's vote and let's make a big, big difference. We have to. It's our duty. We have to. And I think if God will help us in this endeavor, we can do everything we can. So I'll just encourage you to do that. And thank you for your time today, everybody.
Amen. Well, Brother Fox, Brother Stinson, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Brother Dixon.
And if you'd like to go and see more, in this case, it's about Cody Stinson's handiwork at godandcountry.me. We would encourage you to go to the website there so that you can see how to get the paper edition, the printed edition of the magazine, if you would like, but also read the digital edition and the audio narrations and interviews. This is one of the blessings of being able to have the internet and use it in the right way. So we're very grateful that all of you could join us today. Thank you so much for listening.